So, a hypothetical situation, okay? Say I'm walking down the street and I pass a restaurant, like it's a fucking steakhouse or something, all right? So I'm there and there's this house of delicious steak murder, and suddenly I fly in the door like a fucking maniac, and I run right up to the owner and I say, "Hey, this steak tastes like skunk taint. The people in here are offended at how shitty this steak is. What is that, onions? The people in here are allergic to onions, and they're vegans, and they're Hindu. What are you, fucking mental?
I demand you apologize to me for feeding these people skunk taint allergy steak because they hate the fuck out of it that much."
"Well, what if I did that? What if I just did that? What would that mean?" "It would mean I'm bug shit fucking crazy, wouldn't I? I'm fucking crazy. You would point at me and say, 'That is one crazy bald fuck knob right there.' And you'd drag me out of the restaurant and throw me in a nut house where someone's gonna give me a surprise fuck stab lobotomy, and I'd wander around the rest of my life drooling so I couldn't bother people anymore. And you know what? I totally deserve it. I deserve that shit because sane people don't fucking act like that. No one in the restaurant was complaining. I hadn't even tried the steak. And I ran in there flailing like some daffy cunt making complaints about something I didn't know anything about on behalf of people who weren't even fucking complaining. That would make me an officially certified crazy asshole, wouldn't it?
Boy howdy, it's a good thing this is just a hypothetical situation and this level of dumb fuckery doesn't actually fucking happen, isn't it?
Isn't that a good thing? Well, check again, bitch, because if you call yourself a social justice warrior, then that's exactly what you're fucking doing. You are that officially certified crazy asshole. You are not a righteous crusader, you're not some virtuous knight in shining armor, and you sure as heavenly fuck aren't any kind of warrior for justice. You're a shit-nosed Tumblr twat running around generating outrage on behalf of people who aren't even complaining because you're in love with your own fucking outrage. That's all you are, and you can kiss the entireness of my yes. You don't even know what social justice is, do you? You don't even fucking know. Social justice is a mob of medieval piss brains with pitchforks and torches marching to the edge of the village and burning some old lady to death because somebody said, "Oh, she's a fucking witch." Social justice is when you take a mob of paranoid, hysterical apes and you make them judge, jury, and executioner of every motherfucker they see. Social justice was the assholes who formed lynch mobs and murdered people without a trial in the Old West. Social justice is the assholes who hung African Americans from trees in the 1800s. Social justice is the assholes who burned down South Central Los Angeles in the mid-90s. And you are the same assholes! You are the same paranoid, hysterical monkeys with torches and pitchforks, and now you're trying to bully people into silence when you don't like what they have to say or how they say it. Well, I suggest you take a look around, because in case you hadn't noticed, people aren't rolling over for your bullshit. You can try to legislate how people express themselves in your own little community of fantasy tantrum-throwing bullfuckery, but as soon as you step into the real world and try to antagonize real people with this fascist book-burning bullshit, we will put on high heels and tap dance the free speech merengue on your fucking skull until what little you have of a brain is squirting out your ass like toothpaste. Look, we have a justice system for a reason, okay? And that reason is so no one is subjected to punishment based on anyone's personal beliefs or feelings, including yours and including mine. It's a system that's evolved over hundreds of years, and though it's not perfect, it's pretty damn good. And it's certainly better than taking human morality back to a time where doctors were putting leeches on people's fucking eyeballs to cure rickets. So here's a little thing to know. Just a little thing for you to take and stick up on your dainty little corkboard of memos from To the Ranting Griffin. Do not haul your white bread Malibu ass up in my face to voice grievances on behalf of people who face prejudices and problems that your pampered ass will never fucking have. If you've got straight white cis guilt, then go cry in the shower with a bottle of fucking vodka or something, but don't bring it to me. If someone's feelings are hurt, they're perfectly capable of complaining about it themselves. And if you have one shred of respect for anyone who feels wronged, then you'll let them express their own feelings and stay the fuck out of it. In short, the people in that steakhouse don't need you, don't want you, didn't ask for you, and if they want to complain, the best thing you can do to help is to simply piss off. This is to your free-speaking ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.